Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Now, leadership is not about a title. It's more about influence and confidence and knowing when to take charge. And the term girl boss is often associated with ambition and success and breaking barriers. But what exactly does true leadership look like for young women? Whether that's in school or clubs or friendships, learning to lead with kindness and wisdom sets the stage for the future. And this is what we're talking about in our Purposeful Parenting segment with Sister Cynthia Moyo, speaking to us about what exactly is a girl boss. What makes a girl boss? Cynthia, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to an incredible conversation speaking about this subject. Are you doing well this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your program, Kirsty.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, Kirsty is the producer. I'm Swangile. I'm happy to be chatting.
Well, I'm okay.
All right. So, Cynthia, what qualities make a great leader, and how can girls develop them early? You know, we always hear about this girl boss. We see her all over social media, but what exactly makes a great leader?
I think first and foremost, if we really want to know what makes a great leader, we can check who is the excellent leader that we know and where can we find a manual for great leadership.
All right.
And this morning, I just want to say that the greatest leadership manual is actually the Bible that has been given to us. And who is the unparalleled, who is the excellent leader that we see in the Bible? Mm-hmm. And that is none other than Jesus.
Amen.
And so I think by looking at Jesus, we can actually get quite a lot of lessons that can help girls to become great leaders. Mm-hmm. So if we look at how he grew up, if you read like in Luke chapter 2, verses 52, it says that he increased in wisdom, he increased in stature, and he increased in favor with God and men. So the first thing about being a great leader is that you are growing and you are increasing in qualities that help you lead. But the very foremost quality that you must consider is your relationship with God. You know, wisdom. If you open in Psalms 111, verse 10, it will tell you that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if we have that fear within us, you find that it is one of the very foremost and most important leadership quality that we need. Before we consider our stature, our physical growth, which does not happen as well if we are in an environment that doesn't encourage us to grow. So we looking at the place where we're putting them. You know, if you put a whale in a swimming pool, it doesn't grow to its full potential. But if you put it in the ocean, it really grows and it reaches the size that a whale is supposed to reach. So where are we putting our girls? And what are we exposing them to if we hoping that they're going to be great leaders?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. When you give Jesus when you give Jesus as an example of a great leader, I think one of the main things that sticks out to me is that he was never given a formal, he was not formally educated to be a leader. He didn't go to management school or leadership school. But simply, as you're saying, from that relationship that you have with God, just like Jesus had that relationship with his Father, that is what creates those leadership qualities in you. So instead of trying to figure out, okay, how can I be more assertive? Okay, how can I be a strong decision maker? No, just focus on your relationship with God and all those other things will be added unto you.
Great, Bonnie. So still on that, this morning I just took girls and I'm comparing them to trees, but not just any other tree. I'm comparing them to fruit-bearing trees because when they grow and they are great leaders, they become a blessing to people around them. We get a benefit.
Yes.
So trees have their roots that go down to the water table.
Yeah.
They grow upwards towards the light and they grow sideways. So that's the favor with God and men. So we're growing upwards. They grow towards the light, that is God.
Yes.
When they grow sideways, they develop a good relationship with people around them.
Yes. Beautiful. I love that. I love that.
Yes, and obviously they're connected to the true vine, who is Jesus, because without him, we cannot do anything.
Amen. Amen. Very true. Very true. Now, Cynthia, how can young girls balance being confident leaders without being seen as bossy? Sometimes you actually find that girls are trying to, they try and minimize themselves because they're trying not to fall into that category of being too bossy or being too forward. How do we balance between that confident leadership without also being seen as being too pushy?
Okay, so I think, first of all, we need to understand when we're talking about being confident and we're talking about being bossy, those are two different terms.
Okay.
Being confident means that you believe in yourself, you believe in your abilities. I mean, in our setup, as girls, as women, you find that already you're born into this environment that favors boys. And confidence meaning realizing, recognizing that you have been created for a purpose and believing that you are able to fulfill that God-given purpose that you have been created for.
Yeah.
And then when we look at being bossy, we're looking at a situation where, if I can just simplify it, trying to control others, trying to force your ideas onto other people. So back again to the Bible, we have a bad example of a woman who is bossy, and that woman is Jezebel. Naboth has refused to sell his land, but she actually, we see that controlling part where she's going to do so much just so she wants to control everything.
Yes.
And we're saying that girls must understand that they need to be moderation. There has to be a balance between believing in yourself, but not trying to force your ideas on other people. So a good example of a sister that we can learn from in the Bible who balances the two is actually Deborah.
Ah, yes.
So When you read about Deborah in Judges chapter 4, and she first sends the message to Barak. So God has spoken. It's time for us to stand up and face the Canaanites. What does Barak do? He kind of like shies away from that assignment.
Mm.
And we don't see her actually imposing.
Forcing.
But we see her, first of all, listening to him. So that balance comes when we listen to others.
Mm-hmm.
She focuses on the issue, not on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was me, I could have easily said, oh, Barak, are you sure? I mean, you're fighting me like a coward. She actually talks to him respectfully and she includes herself. She says, I will surely go with you, because she realizes that this guy won't be confident without her support. So she uses positive talk, and she includes herself, and we see her assuring him that this is the day that the Lord is delivering Sisera into our hand. Hasn't God gone ahead before us? And you can actually see how Barak is like, oh, he's now starting to be reassured. Okay, okay, okay. So we also see him now participating. So we are seeing that girl actually leading, but at the same time, she's not saying, look, it's all the glory that's going to come to me because I have done this.
Yeah,
exactly. I think over and above including yourself, it also means being respectful to others, because people who are bossy do not respect how others feel. They don't consider, we don't see the empathy there when Jezebel is making all the plans just so she gets her way which is opposite with what Naboth really wanted for himself and his family. I don't know if you get me.
Makes perfect sense. Beautiful, beautiful examples there. Now, what are some real life examples? I don't like to use the term real life as if the examples you've just given are not real life, but any other examples maybe that you can share from the present day or from the recent past of young girls making a difference as leaders?
All right. So I have quite a number of girls that I feel like we need to talk about this morning.
Okay.
And so some are from a rural setup, some are from the urban setup, like mm-hmm. where I live right now in Victoria Falls Town. Mm-hmm. And I really want to acknowledge and praise the way that they're balancing their lives out. So the first girl that I want to really talk about, her name is called Nonhlanhla,
okay.
Alicia Ndebele. Mm. So she's raised by a widow. Her mom is a single mom,
mm-hmm.
but she has siblings and she's quite active at home, helping out with her baby sisters.
Mm.
She's quite active at school. She joins in extracurricular activities. She's quite active in church and the youth ministries. She's one of the leaders. She's a marshal. And not only that, she excels as well academically.
Mm.
So she just took our national exam, the O-level, the ordinary level exam, the one.
Yes.
And she passed with flying colors.
Oh, wow.
And she was actually nominated as one of the head girls. And she's currently now studying A-level.
Oh, wow. That's so beautiful.
It's absolutely lovely because for me, a leader actually possesses the ability to do more than one thing.
Yes, oh, I love that. I love that.
And doing it well.
Mm, exactly. That's a beautiful
example. Yes, and then it is. And then I also have another young lady. She's mm-hmm. from our village, which is about 30 kilometers south of Victoria Falls Town.
Mm-hmm.
So I've interacted with her through the youth campus ministries.
Okay.
And living in a rural setup, you know, the conditions, walking 10 kilometers to get to school in an environment where network is already a problem. Okay. There's no electricity.
Yeah.
And, you know, the biggest challenge to learning in the rural setup is English because English is the language of instruction.
Mm.
So you find most children find it really hard to get good grades because there's that barrier of English.
Yeah.
But this young lady, Lizzie Shoko, she did very well. She worked very hard. And she pushed through her primary school. She's done her secondary school. Also with the national exam, she passed all her 10 subjects with flying colors. She's actually our first student from that annex school, Gabele School, to actually make it to A-level. And she's studying economics, accounts, and business studies. So for us, it's like, wow.
Okay. Wow, that's really inspirational. And I'm thinking about the example that you're giving. And I love the fact that you didn't choose some, you know, some politician out there or some social media superstar or influencer, as much as they might have their own merits. I love that you're using the lives of regular people and just the fact that from the work that they have done in their own space where God has planted them, God has put you in that family. What's your impact on that family where you're growing up? What's your impact on your immediate community? Sometimes I think when we're thinking about girl boss or leadership and things like that, we're thinking about changing the world and I'm going to be the president of this and I'm going to be this global something, something. But literally from the examples that you're giving, the fact that you're using people living their regular lives but doing their absolute best in that situation tells me that from what you're saying, anyone can have those leadership qualities as long as you just put your best foot forward wherever that might be. Don't wait until you're in front of a big audience, but even just in your immediate family, if you can do something there. And I think that's beautiful.
It's so beautiful, Bongi. And actually today when we motivate other children in the rural setup, we're saying It is possible,
yes.
To do it.
Yeah.
It is possible, even when everything seems so discouraging, it is possible to do it and make it out there.
I love that. Now, obviously, even looking at the examples that you've just shared, there are some setbacks that we can't avoid. So how can girls handle those setbacks and criticisms and things like that while pursuing leadership roles?
So I think the first thing about handling setbacks is to know that there are going to be setbacks and criticism.
Yeah.
And to prepare for that, you know, failing to plan is planning to fail. So how do you prepare for that? It's to develop that mindset that I'm growing myself. I'm learning every single day. And if I'm growing myself, at some stage, I will have to be criticized, but I must not take it personally, but I must learn from those failures.
Yeah.
And how do they... Can they also do that? They need to build a support network. They need to have mentors, people like you and I, Wongi, to say it is okay to face setbacks, but it doesn't mean that if we face setbacks, we park our vehicles. No one ever parked at a roadblock. You stop at a roadblock, but after that, you carry on. So surround yourself with mentors and Stay calm and stay composed. And mentors are also going to help you. They are your role models that are going to give you the guidance, that are going to give you the support that you need. And also prepare yourself mentally that I have to be taking, I have to accept these challenges and step out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And this is the only way that you grow. You know, I like sharing this example of eaglets, you know, the baby eagles?
Yeah.
When they are born, the mother eagle makes sure that the nest is nice, it's comfortable. She actually builds her nest with thorns, branches with thorns, but she will put leaves, she'll put feathers and make sure that the nest is comfortable.
Okay.
But when they reach a certain stage where they need to learn to fly, she starts removing those things that were making the nest comfortable. So when they're in the nest, they're starting to feel those thorns.
Yeah.
So those are the thorns where you're going to be criticized for trying. You're going to face setbacks. But we say as long as you're still in the nest, you do not grow. But the moment they start to get uncomfortable and they feel the prick from the thorns,
yeah,
they are then forced to step out to open their wings and start flying.
Wow.
So we're saying... We're looking at this with a different view, if you get what I'm saying, Bonnie.
Yeah,
to say yes, you know, sometimes you try and people will just pull you down.
Yeah.
And I've seen quite a lot of girls who get so disappointed because you try something new, you put it out on social media, people don't respond, people don't like, people don't react.
Then you give
and they really feel discouraged.
Yeah.
But that should be the time where they should realize that the feathers are being removed and the leaves, all that cushioning is being taken out so that they open their wings and fly out of the nest.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. I love that. Why is servant leadership important and how can girls practice that daily?
Okay, so servant leadership is important because first of all, it is showing us the true model to being a leader. Remember, we say Jesus was our role model.
Right.
And we see him actually coming all the way to serve others, not to serve himself.
Yep.
So why are we putting others first? Because when we serve others, we are empowering them. We are helping to build that relationship that we say we need to grow in favor with men. And so we are building trust and we are promoting that collaboration that we need from them. And then when we do it practically as girls, it means that instead of them expecting to be served, they are helping, they're offering the helping hand.
Yeah.
And they are leading by example. And they're actually practicing that empathy that we're seeing. So when you're considering someone else and you're putting them first, you are growing yourself. It's a quality in you that you actually are growing yourself. I'll give an example. Mm-hmm. For it, I'll talk of a home setup. Mm-hmm. Where a young girl, she's gone to school, she comes back. When she gets home, what is the first logical thing for her to do? Is to have a meal and do her homework. But we're saying, instead of focusing on herself, put your bags aside and go and help your sibling through their homework and make sure they've done it well and they've finished it.
Right.
Because when you're growing them, you're indirectly growing yourself.
Yes, yes. So basically putting others first.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I think that that is one of the key components and very important components of being a leader, when you put other people before yourself. It's an interesting conundrum, because a lot of times people think it's the other way around. If I'm the leader, I'm the boss. It's my way or the highway. And from what you're sharing, especially using the example of Jesus Christ, that no, it's not about saying, no, me first, I'm the leader, I'm the boss, and you must do things the way I say. But it's really about putting other people first. I think that's a beautiful way for us to end our conversation for today. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for coming through. I look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you, Bongi.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.